Welcome to Three Faith Paranormal Podcast, where we cut the thread between the living and the dead.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Bee's Paranormal Tea Party, where you can sit back, have a cuppa, and hang out with me, Bee. It has been a couple of months since I have done a podcast episode. I ended up skipping September and October due to personal reasons. I had my first ever booth as an author where I was able to meet people and sign books for them, and that was really, really cool. And I've been having some chronic illness flare-ups, so if I seem a little bit out of breath during this episode, it is because chronic illness is not fun, and I have been to the ER once already in the last 2 weeks for it, and I'm hoping that eventually I'll start to feel better. That being said, today's drink of choice for the podcast is water, because we are going to hydrate or dehydrate, bitch. And that is the that is the mood as we walk into winter now, because it is already November, which is totally crazy to think about, because I feel like 2022 had just started and we're already ending it. We're already like 2 months away from the end. Well, once this podcast goes out, we will be 1 month away, for the most part, from the end of 2022. And it's like, I feel like I'm still processing 2020. Sorry about that little dog collar shake there. I'm hanging out with my two puppers as I do this show tonight. So you might hear a little bit of stuff in the background of them wandering around. Nothing but the highest level of professionalism here on Bee's Paranormal Tea Party, let me tell you. but today's episode. So what I wanted to kind of talk about was some of the spooky things that have happened to me since September. Because when I was vending, I was peddling my book. So I guess I kind of was vending. Like, it's a gray area. I was down south with my sister, my other sister, not Carly Boots, who you guys see all the time, but my other sister. And on my way back, I actually got a chance to stay in Gettysburg because I needed to crash because I was so tired. So I had a really cool paranormal experience, in the hotel room there that I want to talk about. I didn't really talk about it to anyone really, when it happened. It was just kind of like one of those, okay, I'm going back to bed kind of things. And the person that I normally talk to about these things is my sister, and she was not feeling well at all, which is part of the reason we had to stop in Gettysburg, because I had to deal with all of the rush hour traffic in DC by myself. Not a fan. 0 to 10 stars. Do not recommend. I don't know how you people do it. So I didn't really talk about this to anybody because my sister was sick. I had other things going on in my brain, and I just kind of went, okay, yeah, ghost, back to bed, you know, because like, I feel like when you deal with spirits a lot, you tend to desensitize yourself from it a little bit more because you're just like, yeah, okay, this is life. And then you just move on. I don't know if anybody else does that, but, I'm doing that more now. When I first started having it happen to me, I would be up all night, like, with the lights on, going, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, you know? And it's like, there's still things that scare me, like, I'm not gonna say, like, nothing scares me, but, like, little mundane, spooky things, don't scare me as much anymore, and I'm really thankful for that, because it gives me an opportunity to kind of, like, reflect on them, and, like, figure out, am I really seeing what I'm actually seeing, or is there something else that's going on here, you know? Like, I'm not so much in my head anymore about it. Which is something I never thought I'd be able to say. But trust me, it happens. It comes with time. And if you're out there and you're experiencing ookie spookies in the middle of the night and you're like super scared and paranoid about it, I promise you that after a while, it'll just be like second nature to you. Like you're going to be fine. You got this, kid. But my Gettysburg experience was probably avoidable. Like in hindsight, it would have been avoidable if I had picked a different hotel. But my goth self needed the hotel that bordered the cemetery. I needed to be able to wake up in the morning, open up the curtains, look out, and see a sea of tombstones out my window. Which, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll know that that's exactly what I did. Because I posted a video of the morning when I woke up after I crashed that night. And to me, staying in a hotel where you can see a cemetery outside is like the equivalent of like a normal person staying in a hotel with a beachfront view. I was like living my best life. I was like, I could just sit here and look out the window and like, quote unquote, people watch all day. I was having fun watching the squirrels in the cemetery like run around and hide underneath the tombstones and stuff and climb up the trees. It was a blast. But, you know, granted, I was also in Gettysburg, so the whole entire area of Gettysburg is just incredibly haunted. You know, it was a terrible, bloody battle. 51,000 people died during that battle. And war is ugly. War is gross. But the Battle of Gettysburg is the largest battle on American soil. So it's like there is bound to be some fucking residual energy there. And it absolutely is. Like, you can tell when you're getting near to Gettysburg because you can just feel the energy shift in the area. And that's why Gettysburg really leans into their paranormal tourism, because they know that they've had a lot of deaths there. And they know that the energy is something that they can't explain. So, of course, my dumb goth self is just like, ooh, cemetery hotel. I want to stay there. And gosh darn it, I would stay there again in a heartbeat. I just maybe won't let myself be as emotionally and physically drained as I was this last time to open myself up to something, because what I experienced was definitely strange and would have scared a younger me. So it was around 1 a.m., midnight-y, I'm not sure the exact time, but I had just started to fall asleep, and I was in that section of time between being fully asleep and kind of awake. Which, if you talk to psychics, a lot of psychics will say that that is the time that you are most open to the paranormal. And so I was half in between, but I was leaning more towards the being asleep part, and I saw this man come from the right side of the bed and just stand at the edge of the bed and look at me. And when I say that he was a shadow, I don't mean that in like a malevolent way. I just mean that I could not make out a lot of his features. So I guess he would be more like a blur than a shadow. Because I did see colors and I could tell that like he was wearing gray and it was definitely a soldier's uniform and it was like gray. And he had like this weird hat that had a brim on it, which was very unlike like any soldier hats that I have seen. Because normally they're like the cap style hats, if they're like regular soldiers. So I don't know if like the brimmed hat means something. I'll look that up, but it was like a gray brimmed hat and he had stubble on his face and a mustache and he just looked at me and I looked at him. And I went, oh my God. And I jolted awake or jolted up, I should say, because I wasn't really asleep. Like, again, I was like in between the sleep and the awake part. And I scared the crap out of my mom because my mom was still awake over on the other side of the room and she's like, oh my God, what happened? And I'm like, nothing, nothing, nothing is good. It's just a panic attack. Because at that point I was like, I'm not going to get into this with my mother and discuss how I just saw a strange man at the end of my bed and freak her out, because that would have definitely freaked my mom out. So I'm like, I just had a panic attack. It's fine. And I got up, I went to the bathroom, I washed my face and I went back to bed. And that was basically it. And then the next day I woke up and I kind of like just forgot about it. I didn't really let myself think about it till I got home, because I didn't want to go into the ooky spooky. I was literally just popping into Gettysburg. I was getting up early so that I could hit up a couple of my favorite witchy shops in town, you know, pick up a cup of coffee from my favorite coffee shop and run the errands to pick up the things that I was missing from Gettysburg that I wouldn't be able to get till the next time I got back to Gettysburg. Because I go so often that I have, like, there's a mead shop I really like that just opened up, you know, there was specific witchy things I wanted to pick up. You know, I was running basically my spooky errands before coming home. So I didn't let myself think about how I just saw a ghost, because I knew that if I did, I would have been really upset that I didn't have equipment and I didn't help this ghost and stuff, you know, so I'm like, I just pushed it out of my mind. I actually forgot it happened until I was talking to my sister and I mentioned it. And she's like, wait, what? because that's just how my brain works. It compartmentalizes. So now that I'm back and I'm recording this podcast and I'm actually thinking about it, I'm pretty sure that the soldier that I saw was a Confederate soldier, which, ick, not gonna get into that. Based on solely the colors that I saw, he was wearing gray, and I'm pretty sure that Union soldiers had more of a blue-gray kind of scheme, and this was just, it was very gray. I just remember it being super gray, and some yellows and reds in there, but not a lot, because again, like, it was very, like, blurry, shadowy, but the hat is the most interesting thing to me, because I just went to Google and it seems like that cavalry soldiers wore those style hats. And if you Google Confederate versus Union uniforms, you can see that the Confederate is very, a very gray-based tone, whereas the Union is a very blue-based tone. And some of them are even wearing, like, the brimmed hats, like what I saw, which is really interesting to me because, like, whenever, like, if I picture a Civil War soldier in my head, I always picture, like, that little cap-style hat versus the brimmed hat. So I found it really interesting that the soldier that I saw had the brimmed hat because it's not something I normally associate with Civil War soldiers, just in my own brain headcanon kind of stuff. So I don't really have much more to say about this experience other than that it was just, you know, I looked at him and he looked at me and we went, oh shit, I can see you. And he went, oh shit, I can see you. And that's kind of the end of things. I wish I could say that, you know, I punched him in the face or we sat down and had a cuppa and talked about life. But it wasn't really that deep. It was just like passing ships at night. So it was just the most experience I've ever had in Gettysburg where I don't normally see people. I don't normally see things. It's only happened to me a handful of times, most of which I've talked about on the show already. So it's just really cool to be able to add something more to that like psychic repertoire of I saw a ghost in Gettysburg. Now, to follow up my Gettysburg talks, I want to talk a little bit about the ritual that my coven did during Samhain this year, because it kind of goes hand in hand with the whole ghosts kind of being a little bit on the mundane end of things and not necessarily the spooky end of things, which is something I talk about on here a lot, because the media makes us believe that ghosts are scary. You know, we have horror movies with spooky ghosts and stuff like that, but it's like a lot of the times they're just doing normal people things that they did while they were alive. Like, you know, I really like the BBC show Ghosts because I think it's the most fun. But it also, like, kind of gives you a little bit of an insight of how, like, they're doing their own thing, man. They're not really super invested in what the living are doing unless we start to bug them or we let them know that we can see them. So, that's kind of what we did for our Samhain ritual. Now, I'm going to preface the story by saying I do not condone seances. I do not condone talking to spirits and using devices or yourself to talk to spirits unless you know what you're doing and unless you have training. This is not something for a beginner to do. This is not something for a novice to do. I am a professional witch by nature. I have training. I am sometimes afraid that I'm gonna fuck up. So it's like, definitely do not go and do this ritual. Do not go, oh, but B said on her podcast that it would be fine, because I'm not saying that. But it was fine for us, and we did put up wards, and we were really careful. So that is what when I'm talking about this, I'm talking about a sacred ritual and not just like a bunch of people having fun summoning demons. You need to make sure that you know how to cleanse, you know how to go into a ritual, feeling the energy around you and knowing that you are in a good spot and you're not gonna pull other people into something that they might not be prepared for. Because like calls to like, and if you go in with a negative attitude, you're going to attract negative things. If you go in positive, you're more likely to attract positive things. So it's like, when you go in, you need to know the energy of you, and you need to know the energy of every other person in that circle, and make sure that you all have the same goal in mind. And I am very blessed that my coven is on the same page most of the time, and we are the kind of people who are like, oh, you know what, I'm not feeling great today, I'm gonna sit out of circle, you know, like, we're not gonna go in not feeling 100%. So, that being said, we decided to do a ritual where we basically invited our ancestor spirits and our spirit guides in to chat with us and have a, you know, a time where they could pass on any messages that they needed to in a safe environment. Kind of like a dumb supper, but my group, we can't shut the fuck up. So we kind of created that dumb supper energy in a circle. So we invited in our ancestors, and it was a very profound experience. Like, we left offerings, and we called to them, and we're like, do you have any messages that you want to pass on to us? Like, we're here to listen, and we're just going to listen. And we spent about an hour and a half receiving messages from our spirit guides and our ancestors, and it was just really cool because the energy shifted in such a unique way. I'm so used to hearing ghosts, when people talk about ghosts, talking about cold spots, but we were just surrounded by this intense, loving, warm energy, and it was like, while we were there, I felt someone on my shoulders. kind of like reassuringly, like holding my shoulders, like, you know how like people will comfort you by like putting their hands on your shoulders and being like, it's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be fine. You're worrying too much. You just need to trust in me and trust that I've got you, which was exactly what I needed to hear then. And kind of set the energy for the whole night, because the messages that I was writing down that I was getting, my coven mates to the right and left of me were also writing down similar messages. But the coolest part about feeling that spirit on my shoulders was being able to look to my coven mate to my right and go, hey, feel my shoulder right now. And she felt my shoulder. And I'm like, feel my lower arm right now. She felt my lower arm. And she went, holy crap. You are so warm on your shoulder. And I was like, exactly, there's somebody on my shoulders right now. And it was just, it was really cool to be in a safe environment and be able to communicate with our ancestors and actually get the validation, because every single person in the circle got some sort of validation. One of them didn't realize during the circle that she got the validation, but after the circle was like, oh my god, I did get the validation. So it was really cool that everybody was able to walk away having gotten some sort of validation from their ancestors, and that the energy around it was just very much a, you're gonna be okay, you need to relax and take a deep breath, we know things are hard right now, we know things are scary, but we've got you, and you need to trust in us, trust in the universe. And then when we closed circle that night, we all just felt incredibly just relaxed and just the most stress-free that any of us have been in a very long time. And I highly recommend that if you have somebody in your life who is able to safely do a ritual like this, that you consider it, because it really, I think it's going to benefit us as we walk into the Witch's New Year. Because we're all walking in knowing that we're loved and knowing that we have our spirit guides and protectors walking with us with every step we take. So basically, I'm going to end this podcast episode today by saying that you are loved, you are worthy, and your ancestors are right there ready to kick ass for you. So thank y'all so much, and I will see you hopefully in December, if I can get my crap together, for another episode. Until then, catch me on Instagram at Reckless Reads, and stay spooky, babes.
Three Faith Paranormal Podcast, where we cut the thread between the living and the dead.